And right now it's time to welcome in, I do believe, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack. And I do believe they are out there in California, where it is very, very early in the morning. If they're there, good morning.
Good morning.
It's actually Arizona.
Arizona,
Phoenix,
well,
so we're on our way to California.
What time is it in Arizona now?
It's 4:30.
Yeah, that's right. It's still early. Oh, you guys are troopers. You guys are troopers. That's all I've got to say.
We had to wake up because there was an interesting story about this Banksy painting at Sotheby's that shredded halfway through. As soon as the gavel came down, it sold for $1.4 million. And three quarters of the painting, and there was a built-in shredder in the frame, and three quarters of it could shred. So we thought we had to talk about that.
Now
we had to.
Now, I saw the video of it, which is great. The woman that is right there, her facial expression is just priceless when she sees the shredding start to happen. So let's explain a little bit about the artist, about who bid on it and why this all happened.
Well, the artist, Banksy, is a street artist, and nobody knows his or her, but primarily I'm sure it's his identity, and that he's ends up tagging buildings. His artwork is politically and socially comments and motivated, and it ends up on various buildings around the world, and a lot of building owners, they will say, oh, we've been Banksy'd, or something will show up. He was in New York about 2 years ago and did a dresser. It was like an old dresser that he totally painted, donated to, Habitat for Humanity, and they ended up selling the piece for several hundred thousand dollars, close to $500,000, to help raise money for their charity. So they do, and he's done a variety of stunts around the world. This one takes the cake, though. This one I love. And the piece itself is one of his iconic pieces. It's a girl with this red balloon. He also does rats. There's a lot of Banksy rats that are out there. But again, it's politically or socially commentary on what's going on in the world. So that's a little bit on the
Who put it up for auction, though?
They haven't divulged that. And there was speculation, and Tim had mentioned this as well, and I would like to think that it's not true, that possibly Sotheby's might have been in on the prank, I guess you want to call it, but apparently it's supposed to have been part of the art piece of art that it was going to self-destruct, mm-hmm. because the story that I read in the New York Times was that the frame was rather heavy, and you would think that the auction company would have been somewhat suspect that something was not right, for the size of the painting having such a heavy frame, and that when a piece that size for Banksy would not normally have been the final piece in an auction. It would have probably gone earlier, and had that happened earlier, it would have totally disrupted the sale. So they the speculation is that it was put up as the last lot because it was known, apparently by the handler, or allegedly by the handlers, that this was going to happen. Now, I would hate to think that, because it seems to me that that would be
But I'm going to jump in here, and I'm just going to say three things. First of all, when you watch the video, there's the auctioneer doesn't say anything, and the art handlers, they just go over, and you see a woman who directs the art handlers to take it off the wall and to move it back. So they're very calm, very collected. There's not even like a look of panic or shock or anything. It's just, okay, they almost like they knew that that was happening. So those two things, the art handler, the auctioneer. Also, the third thing is that if something like that were to happen and you just spent $1.4 million and something of that nature happened, we haven't heard anything from the new purchaser or from the buyer, nor from Sotheby's. Like, what is going on? So I think we will hear something that comes out, but I think this may have been orchestrated, and there's speculation, which I do believe, that this will make the piece worth even more. I mean, as soon as that happened, it just is an interesting thing that if the artist orchestrated this along with, or I don't think Sotheby's was in cahoots knowing that this was going to happen until right before it may have happened. But I think because of its placement within the auction being last, and part of the auction that it was in, I think that there was something. I just think that definitely some. Not everybody knew, but I think some people knew.
All right, now, so who
he's also
who purchased it?
Go ahead.
Who purchased it?
We don't know. We don't know who the buyer was.
But now whoever purchased it does own that painting, which is one half shredded and one half still in the frame, right?
Correct.
So yes. Actually, they could actually have like you said, they could have something that's worth now considerably more.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And
I believe that it's quite possible that it could, and I just threw this out as a joke last night, but then I got to think about it and thought, well, you know, it's quite possible that this could have either quadruple or quintuple the value.
Yeah, but what happens now?
Because
what happens now if the person who bought it takes it and puts it on their wall, and all of a sudden, 3 days from now, it shreds the rest of it?
Right.
Really, don't you?
Interestingly enough, in the past, Banksy has done other art pranks. I think this might be the first one where a piece is actually self-destructed. But in the past, he has done some other art pranks. One of them was also at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where all of a sudden a piece of art just mysteriously showed up hanging in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It showed a 19th century woman wearing a 20th century gas mask, and it just hung there for 2 hours. It mysteriously arrived and mysteriously disappeared. So I guess they call it being Banksy'd. So he does have a history of doing this, but whether this was something that is going to be a trend in Banksy, or do you have to be worried now?
Here's the other thing is that, boy, from a marketing standpoint, everybody is talking about it. I mean, the news outlets, we're talking about it. So we're talking not only about Banksy, we're also talking about Sotheby's, we're talking about auction, talking about his work. I'm sure that people are Googling Banksy and seeing what some of his
Take a look at the Google,
you know, the stenciling work.
Just take a look at the YouTube and Google numbers. They're absolutely through the roof, and we're almost a week past it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating, and I think that's also a comment on our culture and also on you know, social media of what goes on and what's going to happen. And because we're almost a week past, it's just interesting that a statement has not come out from any of the parties. So, you know, Greg was talking about the frame and looking at the frame, and also somebody made some comments on some of our social media sites about, well, what about the frame and doesn't Sotheby's, you know, inspect the frame, or don't auction houses do that? And I will tell you, from an auction house standpoint, is that they don't ensure or even inspect any of framed artwork. Is when artwork is being sold, it's just the artwork. So if there's damage or something to the frame, that is just an external part of the artwork, and that is not something that is covered by the auction houses, or that they worry about, because 99.9% of the time when you're buying artwork, you're going to get that piece and you're going to reframe it to go with your decor or take it to a restore because maybe it was an older frame or just not a collectible frame, and then you'll get rid of it and put it in something that is going to, you know, update it. So,
well, the one thing that I don't understand is this was done apparently enough years ago. It was put in this frame that you would think that the battery, however this was triggered, that it would have died. It would not have held a charge for all that time. So I think there are more questions than there are answers in this particular piece. But if his goal was to get everyone talking about this, he certainly achieved it. And I think the takeaway from this is the look on the woman's face who walked away from it at the end when she put her hand in front of her mouth, just as to say, "Oh my God, I didn't do this. Really,
right.
I got to get away from this. I didn't do this. It wasn't me."
That was priceless.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. But I'll tell you what, the great thing about it is, like anything that Barnum and Bailey would do or any great showman would do, it has people not even interested or who would never, ever be interested in a Sotheby's auction or an art auction.
Or street art. Or street, right.
Talking about it.
You bet.
Yes. That's a great, you know, I think that in itself is a piece of art. The fact that we've been, as Barnum would say, humbugged.
Well, and this is part of the new performance art and the new, I mean, because really he's now created and the artist did this. It wasn't like it was an accident. Like the artist placed that shredder into the frame to make that happen at some point.
Yeah.
And now it's part of its whole legacy. It's part of the provenance, part of the history and the story of this piece. And people are going to be talking about that. And it's captured on video.
And it's only about, not even 3/4 of the picture. So whoever has it really does have a valuable piece sooner or later of art.
Right. Yeah. I think it's cool with the little shreds hanging down.
It's almost like a statue and a painting together.
Yes, it's contemporary art.
All right. Well, we just took our whole time talking about it, so I can imagine there's people all over the world talking about it.
Most definitely.
I want you guys going back to bed now?
Yes.
well, I don't know. We have to pack, and we have a flight to San Fran today, and then we're heading up to the resort up in Napa, and then we golf tomorrow. We golf 3 days, so that's fun.
And then you'll be back home when?
We come back Sunday.
All right.
So we'll be back Sunday.
So we'll be back home on Tuesday. We'll be in our normal, place next week. So
all right. Well, enjoy.
So it'll be
enjoy breakfast when you get around to it.
Yeah. When they open, open yet.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great week.
Have safe travels and have fun.
Take care, Marcel.
Thanks. Bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This live from Arizona this morning on Robinhood Radio. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web.